that, so we all grew up here, 10 of us.
10?
Uh-huh.
And did they, your mother and father go to school?
Oh, yes. They were fairly well educated for the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my mother, I think, was a very good student. I said to you once in taking the... in answering the questions that I know some of these terms were used that I didn't use myself.
Mm-hmm.
That my mother's strong point when she was studying was English. So she was very particular about English.
See.
Not that I can, that you'd know it from hearing me talk now.
I would guess that you have a concern for correctness.
She did hold us to correct English as we grew up, because we take it up from other people.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Live among it.
And your father farmed then here?
Yes, he was a stock farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because her acres here were not, they were not good for cotton, and you had to do what you could do.
I see.
And he did well as a stock farmer.
Mm-hmm. Your paternal grandparents and both came from the river families?
Oh, no. My mother's family were what was called Piney Woods settlers.
Mm-hmm. And your father's family and both parents came from?
From on the river.
Uh-huh. And how would you describe your ancestry? English or Scotch or Irish or French?
My grandmother on my mother's side was very Scotch.
What was her name?
The name, she was a Minter, but her Scotch name was McLean. Her father was McLean.
Mm-hmm. And your father's side was?
Well, Harvey.
And his mother?
They were English, as far as I know.
And your husband, is he living?
I don't have a husband, no. I never married.
Oh, you never married, I see. Mm-hmm. And the farms around here, you say, are best for stock rather than tobacco?
Well,
or
this particular one. As far as that goes, the land, it's kind of up and down. I don't mean by that it's hilly, but then there are low spots here, and there's low spots down, and there's low spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other spots that make good cotton and corn.
I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else then, Miss Harvey, that you'd like to tell me about that might help us? And especially the language of the region.
I think all regions in the South, a great many of these unusual expressions are just handed down to us from the slaves, the colored people.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yes. As we went along, so many of them I noticed.
Is that
they
right?
Come from the corruption of the language by the colored people.
I see. That's interesting. That's why I ask about. I'm wondering. That is a theory, and you know, we just can't prove it unless we have a lot of data.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I ask you about peckerwood and hoppergrass. And hoodoo is used by whites, but colored.
It comes to us from the colored people. I suspect peckerwood did too. I'm not so sure about that, but I expect it did.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was wondering if